Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf. She responds to Lunishma Sarbi Yaakov Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalet. In the Taba Amud Beis, we're starting Perek, the 10th Perek Masechet Sanhedrin, Eilu Hem HaNichnokim. Now there's a discussion already among the Rishonim. What is the order of the Prokim Masechet Sanhedrin? The way we have it in our Gemara, Eilu Nichnokim is the 10th Perek, and Chalik is the 11th parak. But there are Gisors that have Chalik as the 10th parak, and the 11th parak is Eilu Hem HaNichnokim. The Ran, in the beginning of this parak, comes to explain it. And he says the reason why the Gisor of the Mishnayos is to have parak Chalik first is because we go in the order of Niskalim, Nisrafim, Neherogim, and then Nichnokim. We have the order of the four mitzvahs is based in. So Nichnokim, which is our Perek, is the last one in the sequence. In Perek Chelik, we're going to speak about Ir HaNidachas. Ir HaNidachas is part of Nitzachim. We're talking about the ones that are being killed with a sword. So therefore, that should come before Perek Elo Nichnokim. But then the Ran asks, so why do we have the beginning of Perek Chelik? The beginning of Perek Chelik speaks about Elu She'elim Chelik Lo Elam Abo. Why does that belong over here? We're talking about the Arba Mitzvos Beis Din. We're supposed to get to Nichnokim, and in the middle we're speaking about the ones Ein Lehem Chelek L'Olam Habo. So the beginning he wants to say, because we're going to talk about Ir HaNidachas, and Ir HaNidachas maybe some hold Ein Lehem Chelek L'Olam Habo. So therefore we started already with the beginning of Eilu She'ein Lehem Chelek L'Olam Habo, the people don't have L'Olam Habo. But the Ran himself says that some argue and say that Ir HaNidachas Yesh Lehem Chelek L'Olam Habo. So says the Ran, the reason why we say it is because we mentioned at the end of the Nisrafim some things that are not included in Mises Beis Din, like the cases of Kanoim Poimimoy, different ways of killing. So we're saying also, by the way, you should know there's some people, that's their punishment. They don't get Chag L'Olam Habo, and then we continue on in the idea of Neherogin. So the Ran explains very clearly why Nichnokim, this parak, is the last parak of Masechet Sanhedrin. The Aruch Laner, on the other hand, goes to explain our Girsa, and he says that really we're talking about the Arba Mitzvos Beis Din first. After we finish Arba Mitzvos Beis Din, Nichnokim is the last one, then we go to speak about Eilu She'ein Lehem Chelek L'Olam Habo. Because the Arba Mitzvos Beis Din all a kapara. They're kapara for somebody to get to L'Olam Habo. So after we finished all of them, we get to the sugya that speaks about Eilu She'ein Lehem Chelek L'Olam Habo. After that, says the Aruch Laner, because we spoke about Ein Lehem Chelek L'Olam Habo, so we mentioned Ir HaNidachas that also belongs to Ein Lehem Chelek L'Olam Habo. So an interesting discussion that we have is this Perek Ein Lehem Nichnokim is the last Perek on the Masechto, and that's where we ended our Mises Beis Din. And Perek Chelek is coming, so to speak, Agav Urcha, or the opposite. The Perek Chelek is the last Perek, and after we speak about our Mises Beis Din, now we get to the Chelek of Ein Lehem Chelek L'Olam Habo. Now, just to point out that in Rashi, it seems to be that there's a stero, contradiction. Which one is the last perek? Because the first Rashi in Perek Chelek says, "Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek l'olam habo, mikori ayri b'arba misois, umifaresh ve'ozilu lekulu, v'ad mifaresh ani dein lehem chelek l'olam habo." I mean, Rashi is saying, "Mamash, what we saw in the Aruch Laner, you first finish all the Aramis's basing, and then I'm coming to the final perek, the ones ein lehem chelek l'olam habo." But Rashi, in the beginning of Makkos, the Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara there explains, why is Maseches Makkos speaks about that specific case of Edim Zoreim? So the Gemara says, we're continuing what we have in the end of Perek Elu Menichrokim, the end of Perek Asiri of Maseches Sanhedrin. So it says, the Rashi, Hosokai, Mis Sanhedrin Solik, Tetanan Bishili Elu Menichrokim, Du Siyuma de Sanhedrin. Rashi says to say clearly that Eilu Nichrokim is the last parak of Masechet Sanhedrin. So the Chorus seems mamash a stira in Rashi. So the Be'er Sheva, in the beginning of Perek Chelek, says that it's not really a stira in Rashi, because the Iker Masechet Sanhedrin ends with Perek Asiri, with Perek Eilu Nichrokim. That's the Iker Masechet Sanhedrin. That's the main halachas. And then we get to the last parak, which became Eilu Nichrokim is less halacha l'maise. So that's why it's not so shver to say that the end of Iker Masechet Sanhedrin is Perek Eilu Nichrokim, and Masechet Makkos refers to that. And the Aruch Laner also refers to that. He doesn't quote the Rashi, but he says the fact that the beginning of Masechet Makkos refers to the end of Nichrokim is not a problem. The Chelek is in the middle. But the others that Loi nichalu with his teretz. Specifically, there's a sefer Michta Meliyo, Sfaradi Rov on Maseches Makis, and he says that the Rashi in Maseches Makis, the beginning of Maseches Makis, and it's not Rashi, it's a Talmud of Rashi, that he had the gears of Nechokim, the last one, so he said that Loshen. But Rashi really never said that Nechokim is the end of Maseches Sanhedrin. So interesting discussion over here regarding the location of this parak. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to Hotzgo, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.